This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Biahui. The oath-taking of several newly elected MPs was held today on the first day of the first session of 18th Lok Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is the leader of the Lok Sabha, was the first to take oath as a member of the House. Pro Tem Speaker Bhartuhari Mehtab administered oath to Mr. Modi. This was followed by the oath of the panel of chairperson, appointed to assist Mr. Mehtab in running the proceedings of the Lok Sabha till the election of the Speaker. BJP MPs Radha Mohan Singh and Faggan Singh Kulaste took oath as the members of the chairperson panel. However, Congress MP K. Suresh, DMK MP T.R. Balu and Sudeep Bandyopadhyay of TMC skipped oath-taking proceedings as the members of the panel. Later, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Manohar Lal and others took oath as the members of the Lok Sabha. Following the oath taken by the union ministers as members of the House, other MPs took oath as per the alphabetical order of states and union territories. The oath taking will continue tomorrow as well. Union Minister J.P. Nadda was appointed as leader of the House in Rajya Sabha today. He succeeds Piyush Goyal, who is now a member of the Lok Sabha from Maharashtra's North Mumbai. Mr. Nadda was nominated by BJP to Rajya Sabha from Gujarat in February this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that for the NDA government, reforms are a means to improve the lives of 140 crore Indians. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that after the introduction of goods and services tax, GST, goods for household use have become much cheaper. He said this has resulted in significant savings for the poor and the common man. Mr. Modi said that the government is committed to continuing this journey of reforms to transform people's lives. With a view to manage the overall food security and to prevent hoarding and unscrupulous speculation, the centre has imposed stock limits on wheat applicable to traders and wholesalers, retailers, big chain retailers and processors for all states and union territories. Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare, Jagat Prakash Nadda, today launched the National Stop Diarrhea Campaign 2024 at a function in New Delhi. He launched the campaign by distributing oral rehydration salts, ORS, and zinc tablets to children in presence of Minister of States for Health, Anupriya Patel and Pratap Rao Jadhav. The two-month campaign will begin from 1st of July and continue till 31st of August. The goal behind the Stop Diarrhea Campaign is to attain zero child deaths due to childhood diarrhea. Speaking on the occasion, Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said that various initiatives taken by the centre have cumulatively helped reducing childhood mortality due to diarrhea. He highlighted that in 2014, India was the first country to introduce the rotavirus vaccine. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil today said that proper access to water is a strong step towards women empowerment. Addressing the Jal Shakti Abhiyan Catch the Rain 2024 workshop in Delhi, Mr. Patil noted that Jal Shakti is Nari Shakti as women are the most affected from water scarcity due to their household responsibilities in rural India. He urged the Jal Shakti Abhiyan workshop to bring together women, NGOs and other stakeholders with the ministry for better understanding of the challenges. The minister also asked them to prepare a rigid timeline to obtain more concrete results. The Russia's foreign ministry has summoned the US ambassador over a missile strike in Crimea. It said that US supplied 80 ACMS missiles were used in the attack and warned there would be consequences. The Moscow also asked the U.S. bears equal responsibility for a strike on Crimea. It said that by providing Ukrainian armed forces with advanced weapons, the United States has become a party to the conflict. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, India have set a target of 206 runs before Australia in their Super 8 clash at the Dharan Sami National Cricket Stadium in St. Lucia. The men in blue posted a total of 205 for 5 in 20 overs. Skipper Rohit Sharma led the innings with a quick fire 92 off just 41 deliveries. Earlier, Australia won the toss and opted to bowl. Team India already defeated Afghanistan and Bangladesh in the Super 8 group with ease. And that is the end of this news bulletin.